Blog Talk Radio.
Too much salt can drive up blood pressure and increased risk for stroke and heart disease, two leading causes of death in the U.S. Most Americans eat more than double the amount of salt recommended by experts. It can come from places other than the salt shaker, in canned goods like soup and packaged foods like frozen dinners. It's also hiding in breads and cereals. Read food labels, enjoy more fresh fruits and vegetables, and look for low-sodium alternatives. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov. A message from CDC.
Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on twitter.com/Joy Keyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. And I'm on Instagram. Yes, lots of cool pictures. I want to let you know you follow, you tag, you might win a prize. I give away movie tickets and gift cards, iTunes downloads, all types of things. So you want to follow at Joy Keyes, and you want to become a fan on Facebook. But before we get the show started, I want to tell you about something that's happening for Black History Month. In the past, you've celebrated Black history, and you've been inspired by it. Now it's time to help make it with AT&T 28 Days and the Making History Happen Challenge. Go to AT&T.com/28days to check it out and join the movement. They've got three teams of people who want to leave their own footprint on history. And throughout February, those three teams will compete in a series of challenges to make a difference in the community. If you visit the website, you can learn about some of the people behind this challenge. Each team has a coach, and there are some pretty big names from music, business, and sports supporting this effort. The teams themselves are also made up of leaders in education, technology, business, and community outreach. So join the movement, get involved in the AT&T 28 Days Making History Happen Challenge at AT&T.com/28days. Well, this evening I have a sexy hot chocolate actor that you might have seen on VH1 Single Ladies. He's on the line right now, I believe. Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing, Joy?
How you doing, Mr. Howard Housemore?
I'm doing good, man. Just busy. Glad you have me.
I know. You are so busy. I'm glad that you took the time to be on the show.
Hey, you know I got to look out for my people.
So you've been hustling. So... Let's talk about VH1. Your character is, he's got a lot of size to him. I don't know if we should trust him. Should we fall in love with him? What's going on with him?
Hey, take the beat. Fall in love with him. If you don't love Terrence, you don't love yourself. Terrence is a hardworking, blue-collar, ambitious young man who doesn't allow barriers and obstacles to stop him from obtaining his goal. And a lot of people can learn from that. Whatever your dreams are, your ambition, don't accept no. Accept go.
Wow. Well, you know, in terms of falling in love, you know, women, they sometimes have issue of falling in love with a guy who's a blue collar, who's not making the, you know, money with the big house, like your brother on the show, D.B. Woodside plays your brother, Malcolm. They want to fall in love with Malcolm. They're not willing to fall in love with Terrence. So what can you say to those women?
I say it's a misconception. You got to misconstrue, because I don't know if they noticed, but this season I am, you know, full partner. Once we get the litigations out the way, full partner of the company. So with Terrence, you get the best of both worlds. So the money, I don't know if you noticed, but, you know, Terrence ain't no slouch. I mean, he's doing extremely successful for himself. I just think by him taking the role to where he doesn't, he's not as, you know, always suited up. If you look at his style, it varies. I mean, one day he might be wearing, you know, Versace or Tom Ford, and the next day he might have on some Air Force Ones, a denim jacket, or some fatigues and a denim shirt. So his dynamic is extremely vast. So I think with Terrence, you get the best of both worlds. You get somebody that, you know, that you can follow because he's a natural leader, and you get somebody who's creative. I mean, the jewelry line is extremely creative, and if you look at it, it really takes our business to another level, and what he's trying to do is fill the gaps to make the company bigger. Initially with the whole thing behind my brother situation, so we have clarity, is that men, the thing that people keep forgetting is that Malcolm and I did those things illegally together. I just took the fall for it. That's why I feel like he's obligated. And he took the money that we did from doing those illegal things, and he used that to modify the family business. So had I not taken the fall, we wouldn't have gotten to that point. I never snitched, and I took the rap for both of us. So that's why he does feel some type of entitlement. And as opposed to even saying, yo, just give me this, give me this, he's in the process, or he's trying to contribute to the company and capitalize off a whole other market, which is smart and is great business sense.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you were talking about Versace and Tom Ford. Some people may not know that you were also a model. Talk about the modeling industry. Can you tell us some of the names that you've modeled for?
I've modeled for Sean John, Nautica, Guess, Nike, all the way down to Skechers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a ton of outlets. I don't want to name drop too much because we're talking about endorsements right now. So right now, if you got me there, you got me at a good rate. Nah, we can revisit all those labels, and we can talk endorsements. Because I do model, I fit the bill. I fit a wide range of dynamics as far as fashion, whether it's Timberlands or some John Barbados shoes. I can do both sides, all sides.
So now how do you stay in shape? Because I've seen some pretty hot, steamy photos of your cut abs. Do you have a special diet? Do you work out 60, 70 minutes a day? What's the deal?
That was Photoshop. That's all post. No, I'm just joking. Well, that ain't real. They be having an arc on that. No, what it is that
you had a body double? That's okay.
No.
You're really flabby. You're really flabby, fat kid. And you had a body double? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I couldn't do it. My major in college was health education, so I believe in a healthy life, a fun and healthy lifestyle for everybody. And, I do a lot of working with kids, and always encourage them to have a fun, and healthy lifestyle, because another thing people take for granted with exercise is also a stress reliever. It's also a way of getting, enzymes and energy and negative energy out your body. It's a release. So, there's the exercise to where you stay in shape, but there's the benefit mentally, chemically, emotionally, and spiritually and other aspects that goes along with being in fit, being in a good mental mindset. And that comes with also being in shape, you know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. Now let's talk about you being working in the community. You are a behavioral therapist and a life coach. So you're not just this actor, this pretty face. You actually did make a difference in the community. Can you talk about the philanthropy and therapy and things like that you were doing in the community?
Well, I grew up in the inner cities of Detroit, and I've said this in a few different interviews. I've always wanted to be a person that was about solution and not one of those people that always pointed out the problems in situations, because I was a kid that most people consider bad. And a lot of times when these kids are in a situation, they're acting out. It's ironic that we have this topic. My friend sent me a video. And I'm like, what is the video? And I heard crying in the video. And this is like my best friend. Her name is Asia. She sent me, and this was today. And me and her daughter's, I believe, Emil, she's like 12 years old now. And she said she's been acting out in school for like the last couple of days. And Emil is a great student, phenomenal talent, can sing. And, it's like your mom and her friend and her sister, like, yo, what's wrong? This is not your character. And, she just broke out crying. It was like all the other kids around me have their father. Even my cousin has his father, and he's a drug addict. But when he's around, he tries to make up for not being there. And it was killing her not to have her father around. So when you have, friends and family, and me growing up with my father largely out of my life, 95 to 98% of my life, and there's a void for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm also talking to a friend about actually starting a phone line for African-American men that can call in and talk to another man as far as mentorship, as far as before they make decisions that can impact their life drastically, off being impulsive.
You
got to
do it. You got to do it. You got to do it. I support that totally. I have a girlfriend. She's a single parent. I mean, I know plenty of single parents, but this particular, we were talking about that because she saw I was having you on the show, and she was trying to get a big brother for her son. And there's like this incredible, crazy waiting list. And I'm always on my show. If anybody has listened to me over the years, I'm always telling people to be a mentor. I have been a mentor. I have gone into shelters. Yep. I have talked to women out of prison. If you don't like what's going on in your community, then what are you doing to change it? And particularly
be
for young boys, yes, they need that mentor. So a talk line, I mean, look, we have a suicide chat line. You know, why can't we have a chat line for young men who are trying to, you know, figure out what to do in life, and instead of, like you said, making a bad decision, call your hotline and possibly make a better decision, you know, for the moment. You know what I mean?
And it's a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? If you have a kingdom, in order to protect it, as strong as the queen is, it can be taken over. That's why it's important. And, you know, even going back to the psychological part where we're doing so much that, you know, demoralize young black men every chance they get. You look at the Trayvon Martin. You look at this recent incident where the football player Alexander for Seahawks, he called a guy mediocre. And the tabloid called him a thug. This guy graduated from Stanford with a 3.8 GPA. And it's in the heat of battle. And then you have the thing where the kid from Syracuse, Adams, pushes the guy, the white guy, because he called him a piece of crap. So at one point, at one juncture, you're calling this African-American a thug for he's having a competitive, you know, confrontation but it throughout the sport, and he's looked down upon. But when this Caucasian male calls this African-American kid a piece of crap, like, it's collegiate-level sport. That kid is 18, 19 years old. He shouldn't have to worry about being demoralized or call out his name in the event of playing sports. Like, I understand this guy is a sports fanatic or whatever, but there's still levels to it. You know what I mean? So when I saw that, I was extremely frustrated how we just throw anything that happened to African-American males. It's his words. He shouldn't respond that way. And the kid got suspended for 3 games. Look, and the kid said he called him a racial slur. So my thing is these people, they try to, you know, walk the fine line to where, you know, we discipline him, but he's not in the wrong. Stand behind your players, because these kids don't go to these universities, and these kids actually started going to HBCUs and other more urban type or historical black universities. Just on a competitive level, we'd be better than they are, because what makes these schools good in a lot of cases is the urban talent right out of those urban cities, because they have this heart and this character and this toughness, because I'm one of them, and they want that, but they want to use it. They want to hide that and just use the athleticism, but all that comes from a frustration and an anger of not having. So you can't say, I'm going to use your talents and your powers the way I want to. It doesn't work like that. So
well,
if you're going to take these kids out of these inner city environments. Yeah. But my thing, if you're going to take
these
kids out of these environments, it's a business, definitely. So, but if you're going to take these kids out of these environments, don't try to reprimand them, you know, partially when, you know, you're not taking, you got to fully, you know, develop these kids. But like you said, it's a business. And, you know, they say they care, and some of them they do make relationships with and have long-lasting relationships. But for the most part, it's a business and it's a system.
Oh, it's definitely a system.
Things,
and basketball,
you know,
and football.
Let's stay focused.
Yes.
I start talking about
okay,
kids
well,
and
let's
you
talk
from
about
pastor, I go on and on. Let's just talk
that's
about.
That's okay. Let's talk about Denise Vassey. Something hot's about to happen.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with me and Denise on the show. Nothing, because Denise Vassey is married. Now, Raquel, it's something different.
Well, you know, Raquel's character, not Denise. Yes, congratulations. She did just get married. Yes, she did. No.
Yes, congratulations
to Raquel, the character.
Let's clear, you know, because people say, girl, Denise, they look so good together. Congratulations to Denise and Anthony. I wish them many years of marital bliss. But on the show, at this juncture of with Raquel and Terrence, there's obviously an attraction, no doubt. They're both very attractive people. They're both, you know, successful in their own rights, and they're both headstrong and determined to be successful. And what it is, it's the battle to see, you know, that's the fun of it, the cat and mouse of who would give first, who would break for, or is there really a connection, or is it just business? You know what I mean? Because sometimes, you know, some things are just better left platonically for it really to, you know, evolve. So we're both in a position where we, as far as profession, can help each other out so much. So it's like, is it really worth destroying that for what, a fling? Because if you look down outside, even though opposite attract, we're from two different worlds. And then if you go back to episode one, where I told her, don't come out here trying to act like you know where I'm coming from. You don't understand me. So there is that barrier. So it's like, can she convince Terrence that he can come in his world? And can, you know, when they had the meeting with Mr. Chang, can Terrence, you know, flourish in her world, in a business corporate world?
Well,
so,
I think that's something that's important. Yeah, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on VH1, Single Ladies coming on tonight, right?
Yes, it is tonight, Monday,
yes,
Magic
is.
Monday,
so,
Man Crush
Magic
Monday.
Magic Mondays. Man Crush. A lot of hot guys. Sorry?
Go ahead. I was about to say thank all the beautiful women for all the Man Crush Mondays. I'm really crushed upon. Thank you all.
Well, there's a lot of hot guys on there, but there's a lot of good talent on there. Lisa Ray's on there, like I said, and DB, which Lisa Ray's been on the podcast before. And she was a great guest on here. What have you learned by being on the show? Because there's some older actors, some older in the sense of been in the industry longer. Anything
exactly
that you learned?
From Lisa Ray, McCoy, D.B. Woodside, Terrell Tifford, I mean, Leslie Ann Brandt. I mean, Terrell brings a vast experience of traditional theater background. Leslie Ann brings it from a European perspective, but a classically trained theater actor. Lisa Ray's been in the game, you know, for, you know, X amount of years. And she personally shares so much information with me outside of acting as far as branding and, you know, being, you know, conducting your way certain ways and appearances and, you know, just giving me the game, giving me information and knowledge that would give me longevity in it. D.B. Woodside, I mean, he's one of those people who also speak by accent on set. He's always professional, and it's fun. Like, in the scenes that I did with the, you know, the older cast, I call them, you know, the college cast. It's, you know, DB, and, you know, that's the professional. And, you know, Denise and all of them were kind of, and Travis and all of them were like the high school. And it was two different dynamics, because when I was with DB and Terrell and Leslie, and I mean, just our conversations was about politics, it was about life, and it was just in-depth conversation. And then I went to the round with, you know, Denise and all of them, and it was all about them. It was all high-powered energy and tweet and text and blah, 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 and blah, blah. It was like, whoa, it was just a whirlwind of two different worlds. But, you know, both of them are good because with, you know, Denise and Travis and Charity, it's so vibrant and, you know, they're energetic. You get what I'm saying? So they're excited, you know what I mean? So everything is like high-powered, angelic, and laughing and playing and fun, and giggle, and play. But, you know, we get the work done. And with the college crowd, you know, the DB and Terrell and Lisa Ray, it's business. And outside of that, talk, and it's this beautiful conversation. It's in-depth conversation. But, you know, you got to have that balance. But I enjoy equally working with both sides. But, you know, just Leslie Ann and also Damien, you know, he's a part of Ryan. You know, we partied a lot, you know, or somewhat in Atlanta when we wasn't working.
Yeah.
We went through a mini wing spot.
Let's talk about social media, because you're on Twitter. You have a homepage, haroldhousemore.com. Check that out. You're on Twitter, Who's House, W-H-O-Z, House, on Twitter. What do you like best, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? What's your what gives you
the
best?
I love it, Who's House.
All of it is Who's Instagram.
My Instagram is crazy. It was just funny because I think I was just talking to Cece, my amazing publicist, who we just ran through New York and did a plethora of media. We were just talking about how, you know, people are really gravitating, and I don't take that for granted. And you know, I think Holly Robinson Pete posted a picture, I reposted it, and I was like, oh no, I'm competing with Holly on the likes. She was at like 500, I was at like 490, and then I passed her up, and So I was like, Holly, I beat you on the, you know, likes. But, you know, it's good, man. I mean, because I go places and people really are receptive to that character. And to me as a person, when they have interaction with me, they know that I'm really a person. You know, I'm not like Hollywood. And I make you feel like that cousin or that friend or that homeboy or somebody that you grew up with. You know what I mean? And I'm empowering. So, you know, and I'm positive. You know, I got good energy. And as long as you keep it respectful and, you know, all that, because I ain't, you know, I ain't gullible. Don't act crazy. Yeah. But, you know, as long as you give respect, you definitely get it. You know what I mean? And women, I'm always, you know, compassionate and charming and thoughtful of and respectful of them as women and young ladies.
So now, what can you tell the young actors? What'd you say? Wait,
say
that again?
Nothing. I said blame it on the alcohol. I do with Jamie and blame it on the alcohol.
Go ahead.
I tell young
actors.
I tell young young actors, young doctors, young lawyers, young individuals, young people, young America, white, black, blue, green. Be a student of your profession. Be a child of your craft. If that's what you want to do, educate yourself on it. You get what I'm saying? Like some people, college, they say it ain't for them, but you know, the beauty of college is diversity. You meet so many people from so many places, and that's the benefit of college. You know, you get to, I remember going home with different friends from different places. Like I went down to Mississippi. I'm like, ooh, this is country. Because I was from Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to sit in, you know, you walking past Kyle, like, this Kyle ain't gonna hit it. It's like right here, right? You know, like, because you'd be almost ignorant to it because you're not from there.
Mm-hmm.
After you get more adapted, then you go to New York, and it's like, where? Let's get a car. Like, no, we take cabs. Like, what do you mean I'm about to hop in a cab? It's different in different places. In L.A. with the traffic and, you know, just different. So you get so much diversity and culture. It doesn't have to be HBCU, but just from universities in general, you get the opportunity to travel. I know my cousin who's a model, he did his internship with Wilhelmina. Now he's one of their most successful models and been doing it for over 10 years consistently and was able to make a living. He's also from Detroit. So be a student of whatever your passion is and don't let anyone deter you from it. But also be realistic because if you don't put the work in and the time in, you're not going to get the results. You know, and I tell people in relationships or in life, you never go to job and ask for your check without putting hours in. Like you have to put the time card in. You know what I mean? If you go to work, you're like, even I tell girls, I want a man to do this and do this. I'm like, babe, it's a time card. I mean, you gotta put that time card in. Like, you know,
well, what do you bring to the table?
What do you bring to the table?
I'm always saying, what do you bring to the table? If you're looking for him to have that, do you have that? If you want him to have this amount of money in his bank account, do you have that amount of money in your bank account?
I'm
with you. You want him to be educated? Are you educated? You want him to be worldly? What kind of how many languages do you speak? How many newspapers do you pick up every day? How many books do you have in your house? Or you only got a big screen TV, of like 55-inch screen TV, and your nails done and your hair did?
And no offense. Yeah, I mean, and no offense. Some of them haven't even graduated high school. And some of them can't do basic fundamental things. Like, yes, you're beautiful. Beauty fades. What content do you have? What substance do you have? Especially when it's a man, like, prime example, people, that woman shouldn't have got that much money from Tiger Woods. I don't care what nobody say. That lady, he did wrong, no doubt. But to walk away with X amount of dollars, you were a maid, baby. Like, you know, so she came up. But I understand it's about the family and about the kids and all the other stuff like that. But, you know, let's be reasonable. But at the same time, it's up to him to also make decisions, too, that won't put him in those predicaments. So it goes both ways. But when you get penalized $100 million, that's messed up.
Let's talk about the women real quick, and then I'm going to let you go. So you like them tall, you short, light, dark. What's the deal? Can they be an actress? Can they not be an actress? What's your protocol?
I'm not judgmental. What I look for, first of all, is a connection. Like, if we can talk, that's the first thing. And obviously an attraction, but I live in L.A., and I travel a lot, but there's so many beautiful women. But, you know, what are your intents? How down to earth are you? Can we go play basketball as well as go to an art gallery? Can we go horseback riding as well as rock climbing? Can we, you know, go play sand volleyball as well as travel to Paris? Like, you got to have that dynamic range. You have to have spontaneity. And like you said, you have to have culture, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, that's what happened with a lot of marriages. They kind of run their course because one of the individuals in the marriage has outgrown the other person, unless you continue to grow each other as a group and as a unit. And so that's what I look for, me personally, somebody I can have a connection with and I can continue to grow. Because once you stop growing, what are you living for? Like every day I try to do something to expand me as a person. So for me, it'd be somebody I can continually grow with and have fun in the process. And be respectful and loyal, too, in the process.
You also a comedian. I saw a video of you, and you was, like, playing basketball with a little kid. You are a comedian. I was cracking up. You were like, whose house? I was like, oh, my God. I'm playing with
that little kid, that's my son. That was my son,
Troy.
He was mad at me. He was pissed. He's like, Dad, really? You're a jerk, Dad. Like, really? Really? Oh, he was pissed at
me.
Made him look bad.
Oh, my God.
He was mad at me. And my son, he mean. He don't really like the little girl because he's seven now. And all the little girls like, Tory, Tory. And he'd be like, nah, leave me alone. So, yeah, I got, you know, two amazing little boys, and they're both like night and day. So, but, yeah, that was my son, and he was pissed. He didn't like that at all. But, yeah, I've been told.
So maybe we'll see you in the comedy. Do you see yourself doing the comedy soon? What do you see yourself
actually,
in 5 years? Where are we going to see you?
Number one in the box office. A continued run of number one, a string of number one hits. I think a great movie right now would be me and Kevin Hart and Bad Boys, like three or four rookies in training. I can play the Mike Robbins type young training
character.
That would
be ridiculous.
Get the women.
Ridiculous.
And Kevin can
yes.
play Martin, and I think that would be the way to go. And they're training us as rookies to kind of replace them because they're ready to retire, and we just tear up and blow up shit just all throughout Florida. And just crazy. I think that. Because, you know, you have to pass the baton. And I comedically,
yes.
there's no doubt that Kevin is the man. And as far
as
action
films
and
movies.
Oh, he's
massive right now. He's massive. Yes.
He's massive. It's
yes.
so funny because it was
massive.
Like 2 or 3 years ago, we both were in BET, like auditioning. I was supposed to do, like, The Basement, and he was pitching something else to us. So we both were sitting in the lobby just talking about it and, you know, the whole shuffle and bustle. And then I saw him the other day at the club. He's like, House. And he looks, I was so proud of him, but he looked so drained. Like, House. He didn't want to talk about it. He said, man, how you been? What's going on with you? Like, he wanted to talk about
yeah.
something other than himself. He saw me. He was like, good. Somebody real. I can just talk house. How you been? What's
yeah.
going on? How you been? I was like, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, let's leave me alone. Don't ask me about me. How are you doing? Like, because Kevin,
yeah.
he has a big heart, man. He talks a lot of S-H-I-T, but he got a big heart. And he's a good dude. He deserves all the success because on top of that, he's very intelligent. He's a very intelligent
Well, thank
you.
Well, I don't want to keep you anymore. I know you have a busy schedule, so I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show today. I wish you much success. Everybody watch Single Ladies tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. And you got to come back on when you get that number one film. Don't forget the little people.
I won't. We ain't little people. We all in this together.
All right. And, oh, also
hey.
Come back on if you do the hotline for the young men. I will definitely want to promote the hotline for the young men. That would be a great
definitely,
idea.
It's definitely in the process of happening. We're definitely doing a lot of efforts to encourage and empower young African American males, definitely. And
Excellent.
Women.
Well,
but
you have
somebody got to take the guy.
Somebody got to take the guys. All right. You have a great evening,
yeah,
okay?
Somebody got to take the guy. All right. Y'all, thank you for having me. Well, who's
All
on
right,
Instagram,
Keith.
Twitter? Follow me.
Yes. Whose house? All
who's
right,
house?
Everybody. Just got off the. Whose house? Howard House Moore. Also, check out his website, howardhousemoore.com. Whose house on Instagram, Twitter? Everywhere. VH1 tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, Single Ladies. Check them out. Sexy hot. Who knows what's going to happen? Well, thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, I'm on Instagram as well, Saturdays with Joy Keys. And coming up soon, I'll be speaking with two authors about their book, Muslim Men and Their Love Lives. Yes, Salam Love. Check it out. That's on February 22nd at 11 a.m. Eastern. And a lot more coming up. Again, follow me. I'm giving away a lot of books, CDs, downloads of music, so you want to follow me. Have a great night.
Too much salt can drive up blood pressure and increase risk for stroke and heart disease, two leading causes of death in the U.S. Most Americans eat more than double the amount of salt recommended by experts. It can come from places other than the salt shaker, in canned goods like soup and packaged foods like frozen dinners. It's also hiding in breads and cereals. Read food labels, enjoy more fresh fruits and vegetables, and look for low-sodium alternatives. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov. A message from CDC.